Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us this week for another Open at Microsoft Periscope series. I'm here with Corey Fowler and Sunitha Muthukrishna, and we are talking PHP with them. They are resident PHP experts here. So with that, we'll start. Tell us a little bit about yourselves. What are you guys working on? Do you want to start?
Hi, everyone. I'm Sunitha. I'm a PM on the Azure App Service team. I do a lot of onboarding for PHP-based applications to the Azure Marketplace, like WordPress and Drupal and things like that. So that's kind of my that's my expertise in PHP is mainly around CMSs.
Yeah. My name is Corey Fowler. I work on the PHP runtime, so keeping and making sure that you have the most secure versions of PHP up on our workers at all times, and trying to come up with features that really help enable you PHP developers on how to become successful on our platform. That's the main things that I focus on.
Great. So how did you guys first get involved with the PHP community? If you first weren't in the PHP community, where were you? And then kind of what's your journey to where you guys are now?
Me, before joining Microsoft, I was actually a Joomla developer.
Oh.
So I did a couple of projects using Joomla and then moved on to Drupal. And that's kind of how I started getting more and more involved in these projects. And eventually, I was doing more around CMS work for Microsoft as a consultant, and then eventually started doing more features around it. So
I got involved in PHP around the age of 14, being that geeky kid in my parents' basement learning web technologies. And it actually, PHP was one of the things that helped me put me through college. So I learned at a very early stage that PHP is really easy to use, easy to learn, easy to run. So I just went and started building stuff, and now I'm in the PHP community to give back, and it's actually a really amazing community. So I enjoy being out talking to all the awesome developers in the PHP community, seeing what the problems are and trying to figure out how I can enable those folks that helped enable me when I was 14 years old.
Very cool. And just a note to people watching, if you have any questions, feel free to ask. That's what these guys are here for, but we'll definitely continue. So I guess, well, you kind of mentioned it, but to kind of say more about it, what do you like most about being in the PHP community? What do you think is different, perhaps, than being like another type of, you know, open source community?
PHP has been pretty popular for quite some time right now, and I think with PHP 7, it's kind of like the whole new generation of PHP that's coming up. The community has been pretty active with fixing bugs or actually listening to most of the community members and driving towards that, and I think that's basically what I like about it.
I think my favorite thing is, and you can see around us, we kind of have a couple of elephants. And it is actually kind of interesting that the PHP mascot is an elephant, because the community itself really feels like a herd, right? Yeah. Everyone gets along with everyone else. It's a great community to be a part of, because the people are awesome. They're all working towards a common goal. And it is one of those languages that has been in the open for the longest time, like you said. It's something that every single person in the community has put some effort towards making it better. And to me, that's really the most important thing of PHP, is how everyone comes together and tackles all those problems.
Very cool. So I guess, what are some cool things you can do with PHP in Azure? What are some really cool projects you guys have worked on, I think, in the past too with PHP?
So you can basically do everything that you would do with PHP on Apache. You can do it on PHP on Azure Web Apps as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's basically no difference. It's the only thing is understanding how to do PHP on Azure, but that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
With respect to some of the features that are coming up, we've done some extensive work on WordPress, figuring out the best practices to run WordPress on Azure itself. And right now we can't come up with a solution where you can spin up your own MySQL IaaS cluster with a master slave configuration and everything, so you don't have to really use any other third-party service along with it. and you can use WordPress pre-configured with it. So we have a quick start template that you can use and install. So a lot of customers have actually embraced it.
Cool. Yeah, I want to echo the fact that you mentioned what cool things can you do with PHP on Azure. It's really what cool things can you do with PHP, not the fact that it's very different to host it on Azure. We try and do as much as we can to make the experience as similar as possible to all the different web servers out there. Very easy to just go to php.net and see the slight differences between the two. Like, caching is one of the things. So some of the cool things that I've been working towards, the whole PHP 7 push, I built a site extension that brings PHP 7 support. Actually, just a new version of 7.02 dropped not too long ago, so I need to go update it. That will come soon. And that's something that we're working towards right now to get live within the GAL, or not the site extension itself, but actually getting PHP 7 as a default option from Azure. So that's going to be a big thing. I think one of our colleagues that works in the open space is about to publish a blog post on how to do PHP remote debugging. So that's really interesting. Kind of went and learned how to do that, and we'll see what we can do to enable that as a first-party kind of solution in the future.
Very cool. Very cool. So I guess to supplement that question, what are some new updates and features that you both are working on to the extent that you can talk about them?
Do you want to go ahead?
I guess the main thing would be PHP 7, but, really, I guess I would want to turn that question around to the people watching.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are the features that, go out, try the platform, for one,
mm-hmm.
But what are the features that you see that you need in your day-to-day lives that we don't quite accommodate today, which I really hope that the feature gap's relatively small, because we work really hard to try and make sure that everything's there, so...
On my end, we're still trying to onboard more and more new PHP CMSs. So we're working on getting Magento 2.0 enabled in the gallery. So hopefully it'll be done soon.
Taylor, if you're watching, I'm going to get back to you to see if we can get an official Laravel package
yes.
in the gallery, because that would be important. There's lots of people that are really interested in seeing Laravel as a first-party click install. Not that it doesn't work today. It's on my GitHub profile, so we'd love to get it officially in the gallery.
At Look at Gamer, wants a hello from you guys. So.
At Look at Gamer?
Yes, his or her handle. All right. What do you see, I guess, in the future of PHP and Azure, and I think the future of maybe PHP in general, too, if it's... We can do that. It's a little daunting.
PHP taking over the other stacks that we have. That's kind of what I see.
Mm.
There's more and more PHP sites running on the platform compared to some of the other popular stacks that we have.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to investing more in our PHP SDK and getting, broader solutions going in Azure, because there's lots of great features that are beyond our team, lots of cool things that you can do, and there are a lot of different libraries across the company that are written for PHP, so you can go and connect to Office, you can connect to a whole bunch of different things. I'd really like to see the open source and the PHP community really take advantage of some of the things that Microsoft's been doing, because
mm-hmm.
I think it's an actually really interesting stack and lots of cool technology that people could integrate with.
Definitely. Again, guys, don't be shy. We're reading your comments, so please let us know if you have any questions. But while we wait for questions, what are some things people can do to reach out to you if they have any questions, or what's the best way?
I guess the best way is just send out a tweet. That's the fastest way to actually get a response from us. We'd surely like to know what your feedback is, what kind of new CMSs you're looking for, or what kind of new PHP features and support that you're looking for, because the more feedback we get from you, it helps make our job much easier to kind of enable that.
Yeah, I would say tweets definitely the easiest way, but you can always find us at Stack Overflow, or there's MSGN forums. There's actually a feedback site, which is really important to us. feedback.azure.com, there's an area called Web App, and that's something that we scour through looking for, you know, what are the next features that we need to enable, things along those lines. So lots of different ways to get a hold of us, but yeah, if you don't end up on the feedback site, we'll probably end up putting something there on your behalf, but it would be good to see a lot of those comments coming through. Yeah.
Got it. Well, you guys heard it first from here. Twitter is the best way to reach out to these guys. I guess if we don't have any questions, thank you so much for joining us. You can, if you have any questions, though, in the meantime, you can reach kind of the open source community at opensource@microsoft.com. And stay tuned for the week after's session. We're taking a break next week. But again, thank you so much. And thank you to Corey and Sunitha for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.